And now, speaking of, well, self, you seem to have imposed a personality on Jupiter, this very greedy planet. But what makes us have a sense of our own self? And what do we think about ourselves? This is one of the most intriguing areas of neuroscience at the moment. And basically, how are we aware of our own thoughts and our personality? Now, previous research has shown that a few areas of the brain, areas called the prefrontal cortex, the posterior cingulated cortex, and the parietal regions, I have no idea where those are, they're in the brain somewhere, but they're involved in self-reflection and processing our sense of self. But can we draw a distinction between regions of the brain that are specifically involved in processing thoughts about ourself from different regions that are involved in processing thoughts about people in general? And new results from researchers in the Netherlands using functional MRI scanning, this is MRI scanning where you could look at the activity of the brain, they may have now provided a clue and shown that our sense of self may reside at least partly in a region called the anterior insula. This is deep in your forebrain, and it's part of the brain linked to feelings and emotions. And so to find this out, the researchers used 16 young male volunteers and they put them in an MRI scanner. And they were shown three different types of statements and asked to say whether they were true. So they were shown statements about themselves, like, I am a good friend. They were shown statements about someone they knew, like a teammate or a classmate, like, you know, so-and-so talks too much. And they were also shown general knowledge statements, like, a vertebra is a bone. And while asking the volunteers to think about these statements, researchers looked at their brain activity. And they found that when the volunteers were thinking about statements and trying to apply them to themselves, there was activity in this part of the brain, the anterior insula. But this wasn't seen when they were thinking about statements about general knowledge and also about statements about other people. So it really does suggest that although they found areas of activity in many other parts of the brain that we already know about, that maybe this sort of sense of self-awareness is particularly strong in this particular area of the brain.
That's very interesting, because there was research done in the last year or so looking at people who have anorexia, and scanning the same region of the brain shows that when people with anorexia are presented with a food stimulus, this area of the brain shows different activity compared with normal people. And we know this bit of the brain is active when you are relating what you're thinking about and what you're doing to how it will impact on your body. And so they're suggesting that people who have anorexia are misappropriating or misinterpreting how the stimulus, the food that they want to or don't want to eat, is going to impact on their body. And so it sort of tallies with what you're saying.
Absolutely. And it's quite interesting for other psychiatric diseases like schizophrenia, where you sort of have a disturbed sense of self as well. So if we can understand more about these parts of the brain, we might understand more about these kind of conditions.
Which would be very helpful.